stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow.
Thank you, Mike. We get Jim Paxson in here, and we'll just talk all through the show. You just turn the mics on when it's the time, all right? Jim and I got caught talking in here, and we're watching the clock. Good morning. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, y'all. We're here with Jim Paxson, Special Assistant to the Director at the Arizona Game and Fish Department. We're talking about fishing. We're talking about antelopes. We can talk about restoring the black-footed ferrets. We can talk about the fishery up at Lee's Ferry. Well, we also talk about off-highway vehicle safety.
You bet.
Unfortunately, we had a little bad news in Arizona just this past month.
We did. We had a fatality in Yavapai County. It was a side-by-side or a UTV.
Mm-hmm.
A gentleman that's about our age, Rosie, was driving down a trail.
A young man.
Yes, that's right. I understand was not seat-belted in and didn't have a helmet on. Hit an obstacle and the vehicle rolled and he was injured. They did get him out, but he didn't survive his injuries.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people, from what I see just out there, you know, a helmet is mandatory under 18 years old.
That's correct. We recommend a helmet in any of them.
On everybody.
Not just the ATVs that you sit on top, but even the side-by-sides and the Razors and Rangers, we recommend a helmet. Your noggin's pretty fragile, and a helmet's the best way to protect it. And use your seat belts in these UTVs or these side-by-sides. You know, you're riding rough terrain. Anything can happen in an instant.
Mm.
And seatbelts keep you inside the vehicle, and that's one of the things that's critical to survival of a crash.
Is side-by-side like a Tom car or
Well,
Polaris?
A Tom car would be a big version of that, but more like the smaller variations of the Tom car. They're called the Razors.
Yep, Razors and Rangers, those that really are multi-passenger vehicles, and they're built for that.
Yeah.
But you know, you're still four-wheeling in rough country, and that's part of the adventure and excitement. It's fun.
It is fun.
So take the responsible things. Wear your helmets, strap yourself in, get it good and snug, and then go have a good time. So we're really sad that we have fatalities. But Rosie, for the last several years, we've averaged more than 20 fatalities a year due to off-highway vehicle accidents.
That's a shame. That's a real shame. But, you know, they are fun, and they're a little bit of an adrenaline rush, and you get going, and you get going a little bit quicker and a little bit quicker, and you get a little more confident, and pretty soon you're operating at speeds that are pretty easily.
It sounds like you in the Tom car. Yeah, look, he's speaking from experience. To see the sparkle in his eye?
There's a story there, I'm
there
sure.
Is.
Oh, man. Let's tell the story about the deer rescue up in Flagstaff. That's a great story.
You know, this shows the heart of the department and the dedication of our game wardens, our wildlife managers. Inside the city of Flagstaff, some sportsmen, some hunters actually observed a small mule deer buck with an arrow behind its left ear. And the buck was disoriented, and so they reported that, and we started looking for that buck. Well, you know, in the forested, brushy areas up there in Flagstaff, they're not always easy to find.
Right.
So we had two-person teams of our game wardens out looking for this buck, and they spotted it a couple of times, and they actually got close enough once to shoot a dart from a rifle that has a tranquilizer in
it.
But they didn't get the deer darted. It took them another couple of days. And early in the morning, right at the break of dawn, the deer was darted. It was sedated, so it went down. They were able to pull the arrow out.
Oh, my goodness.
They put salve on the wound. The arrow was actually stuck in the deer's skull, and it wasn't terribly injured. They salved the wound. They gave it an antibiotic shot. They sawed the deer's antlers off, so it's still hunting season. That way nobody would be hunting the deer, and they tagged it, because when you put those antibiotics in, you don't want anybody eating that meat.
Oh.
And that tag will fall off within a year. So next year, that that buck, if he survives everything else. They took the little deer out of town and turned him loose, and he awakened and roused and took off.
All right.
And, you know, there was probably 100 man hours spent catching that one little deer. And you're going, really? Yeah, that's the dedication of the folks at Arizona Game and Fish, is that deer needed help and we were there to assist it. We manage populations, but we care about individuals, Rosie.
That's awesome.
And Mr. Paxton, for everyone listening, you made a point about, you know, deer are very hard to find in the wooded areas. All wildlife are hard to find when you're trying to find them. It's when you're not looking for them that you just stumble upon them, or they're right there, or they're in front of your vehicle. I don't know how they have that knack, but it's always when you don't want to see them that they're, or when you're looking for them that you never find them. Gail called in and just wanted me to share this with you. She's really enjoyed this season's Wildlife Views program on PBS because it's done so much more coverage other than hunting and fishing. She said years past, it seems like that's all it's focused about, and the department does so much more. She's enjoyed this season learning about all the other things Game and Fish does.
Well, good. Thank you, Romy.
Yeah, the show's accomplishing its purpose.
You bet.
That's
you
true
bet.
Of the magazine as well. You know, you can just flip through there and get a good idea of what's going on, and great pictures to boot.
Absolutely. Folks, we were talking earlier about trying to get down to the southern part of Arizona, southeastern part of Arizona, and take a look and stay in that particular part of the state and take a look at the huge success with the pronghorn population comeback. But this week in particular, we've got someone enjoying an Arizona staycation sponsored by Sanderson Ford and Rosie on us. And they took the little C-Max car, 40 miles a gallon, so that gas card you put in the car, babe, is...
They probably had some left over.
They're going to have a lot left over. They're going to be able to go out for a real nice dinner with that. But they're going up to stay at the Best Western Plus Inn of Sedona. I tell you what, of all the inns in Sedona, this one's up on a little hill. It's got amazing views from the rooms and the promenade terraces. You got a great hot breakfast every morning. It's pet friendly. It's absolutely a great place. They can actually arrange for you to get in on all of the tours in the area. Check them out at innofsedona.com.
And also, if you win the staycation, you get a wonderful gift basket in your vehicle. And this week's car had a big basket from Sphinx Date Ranch, which is now known as Sphinx Date Company.
Okay.
Owned by mom and daughter team Rebecca and Sharon Seitz. And if you're getting ready for the holidays and you're thinking, I want to have some special fresh food, and especially local fresh food, stop by and pick up a basket. They've got dates and all cut like figs, papaya. Salsas, Arizona wines, just anything you can think of that's kind of native to Arizona, they have it. And it's just, and it's a cute little shop. Be sure you get yourself a date shake while you're shopping.
Right.
They are awesome.
Never developed a taste for date shakes, but I know a lot of people do. Because when that Sphinx Date Ranch date shake stand used to be on Camelback Road, there would always be lines of cars just in when the date season
came. And I was always one of them.
And you were always one of them.
And the little shop is so cute now. They have inside, outside, little wine tastings.
All right. That's the Arizona Staycation. It's brought to you by Sanderson Ford. There's only one place to register for it. That's on the homepage of RosieOnTheHouse.com. We pick a winner every single month. You get to decide where you want to go. We've got lodging partners located in every corner of the state. We arrange for your lodging to be taken care of. You go pick out the car you want to drive at Sanderson Ford on their demo lot, and you get to pick when you want to go. It can't be any easier than that. It's your vacation on your terms, where you want to go, when you want to go. One winner a month at RosieOnTheHouse.com, Arizona Staycation. Talking about events coming up, y'all have a couple of events coming up.
We do. We've got a big one coming November the 7th. It's our partnership with Tread Lightly. It's called the Respected Access Arizona event.
Okay. I've got like six people talking to me.
Sorry.
You know, I noticed that.
Yeah.
I was waving at you.
Yeah. Do we want to bring Mike in? Bring him in. Mike's calling. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you want to talk to Mr. Paxton?
I would love to.
All right.
Hi, Mike.
What's going on?
It's a fine day in Arizona with this rain, isn't it?
And that's the golf pro's worst nightmare. Are you kidding me? I'm going to have people on off the golf course all day.
Good for the people.
Absolutely.
Mike, did you have a question for Jim?
Well, I wanted to ask him what he thought about the Charles Schwab Cup coming up the first week of November.
I don't know that I know about it, Mike. Tell me what it is.
Mike,
up in the desert.
I think Mike's trying to get a hold of a golf show going on 620 KTAR, not 92.3 KTAR. I think that's what's going on. He called the Rosie on the House show instead of the golf show, which is being broadcast in the very next booth. Right
well,
there.
We better go play Charles Schwab, hadn't we?
All right, Jim, you were talking about the respected access in Arizona.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
November 7th, we've got a partnership with Tread Lightly to try to raise the awareness of access. We want to keep access open, but in order to do that, we have to respect that access. You know, what we're seeing is a lot of closures, both private and federal land, to access to recreationists. One of our big concerns is recreational shooting. You know, when I was a little boy, Daddy didn't take me to a shooting range.
Mm-hmm.
We went on a picnic, and I got to plink cans with a .22 off a stump. You're not going to take an 8 or a 9-year-old to a shooting range with 100 people on either side of him shooting and give that kid a good experience. And, you know, we're wanting to keep shooting access and recreational use access open. So this event, November 7th, is a fundraiser. We're going to have a fun shoot, a barbecue. There'll be raffles, silent auctions, and a live auction. A lot of really neat prizes. It's out at Ben Avery Shooting Facility at our Arizona State Credit Union Pavilion, November 7th. Start at 1, dinner's at 6, auction's at 7. We'll have folks away from there about 9 o'clock.
This is just like one of many events y'all do for people that maybe haven't been brought up to enjoy the outdoors. One great event where you can bring grandkids, you can bring kids, you can bring your nieces, your nephews, get the kids exposed to this. I mean, y'all have got the Outdoor Expo that you do. That's an absolutely fantastic event. And this is just one more with the Tread Lightly organization. Y'all had a couple great volunteer-driven trailhead cleanups this summer.
You bet. We removed these big roll-off dumpsters.
You filled them.
We filled several of them. I think we've done 4 cleanups across the valley, and it's just very important. But, you know, even more important, people need to understand that they need to clean up after themselves and leave it better than when they got there. So if you're shooting, pick up what we call your trigger trash. Pick up your shells and your casings and your targets and dispose of them responsibly.
All right. Anything else that we didn't cover here, Jim? We've got about 30 seconds.
Boy, we've got so much, Rosie. I don't know. You know, we're Welcome Back the Trout at Tempe Town Lake is going to be a big deal. That's going to be a fun event, the 21st.
And all the events they can find on the website.
Go to www.azgfd.gov. And it's got events. There's a whole section on that homepage that they can find out what's going on in Arizona Game and Fish.
Jim Paxson, Special Assistant to the Director at Arizona Game and Fish. Appreciate you coming in town and joining us this Saturday morning.
It's great. It always is great to be with you and Jennifer and Romy.
Well, thanks a million. We love having you. We'll be right back, y'all.